Learn more about the albums you love with Dissect, a music analysis podcast hosted by me, Cole Kushner, a lifelong musician and composer. Each season of Dissect dives deep into a single album, forensically dissecting the music, lyrics, and meaning of one song per episode. Our newest season is covering Tyler, the Creator's Igor, a beautifully honest album in which Tyler explores love, communication, masculinity, and truth. Listen to Dissect today only on Spotify, because great art deserves more than a swipe.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Psst. Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliet Littman. I'm joined by Amelia Wedemeyer. Amelia, wonderful to see you. It's been so long.
Oh my God, Juliet, I know. This is, I just feel like, wow, Bachelor Nation.
we're still going. It's, you know, it's the off season. We're still over a month out from Zach, which thank goodness. It's January 23rd. I kind of can't believe that the show is continuing on. I don't know why, but like, is Zach really what we want for our future? I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. And that they picked him too. It's kind of like,
I know.
Are you serious? God. But okay.
I know.
No offense. Sorry.
It's fine. I think until we get to know Zach, we can insult him and not have to apologize. You know, it's just sort of like insulting like the universe because we don't really know this guy yet.
We don't know him. All we really know is that his uncle is David Putty.
I know.
To some, Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove. So
I've never seen The Emperor's New Groove, I don't think.
Oh, it's cute. It's cute. It's, I wouldn't say it's like, wow, the best Disney animated film I've ever seen, but it's cute.
Okay, noted. We're here today to do a bit of a news roundup, a few bits and bops. Is that what they say? Bits and bobs?
Sounds good.
Side note, did you see that Matt is leaving Great British Bake Off?
I did see that.
Bits and bobs is a British thing. That's what made me think of it.
I know. I saw that. I was like, oh, just as he was, I feel like, really getting into his
finding
groove.
His comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. It's too bad.
But maybe he'll be the next Bachelor in the UK. Just kidding. I don't know anything about his love life.
I don't know.
That was just some other reality news, but there's some other stuff that's just been percolating, some fallout since the end of Paradise as well.
All right.
Last night, a lot of Bachelor people, or on Tuesday night, I should say, a lot of Bachelor people went to the People's Choice Awards, which the People's Choice Awards is not an award show I think about or respect until Bachelor people show up at it every year, which is like,
wow.
I don't know. Is that on your radar?
No, of course not. I mean, like, I'm thinking Critics' Choice Awards before I think People's Choice Awards, you know?
Yeah. I mean, as people who spend a lot of time on the internet, I think we know that fan-voted awards are, like, pretty...
trashy, pretty bad.
Trashy and compromised.
And yes, extremely compromised. Oh, my God.
Like, there's different bots and whatnot. So, quite a few people went. Yes. Rachel and Gabby went. Did you see pictures of them on the red carpet?
I did. And, listen, I... Oh, God. You know what? I really hated their season, I'll be honest. And
it was tough to get through. I get it.
It was tough. And also not a huge fan, as I know you and Callie aren't, of Rachel's fashion. And once again, it was pretty bad. I'm sorry.
It's just kind of shocking. Like, what is going on with how Rachel dresses? I mean, I guess that she liked how she dressed on the season because it was a continuation. Also, I feel like I've seen this dress before. So to the PCA, she was wearing like a long black tube dress with a white piping at the top. It's like a band of white and then white stripes on the side. And I'm like, I know that I've seen this dress before, but I can't remember where.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Julia Roberts' Oscar dress.
Oh, without one.
Yeah, but without the strap. Because I think hers had straps and it's like they cut off the straps or something.
Oh, interesting. It also kind of reminds me of the dress that Lindsay Lohan wears in Mean Girls to when she throws up on John Samuels.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Totally. It was, and then she was also wearing like those long gloves that go up to your,
which was like, just like
your forearm or your middle of your bicep. And it was such a try hard outfit that just also didn't look good. I will say, I feel like she looked more put together, but it just was bad. I don't know. Does she have bad fashion or does she have bad people around her?
I think at this point you have to assume she has bad fashion or just she likes weird stuff, like weird matronly stuff. Like this it was weird. No offense. Sorry, girl.
Amelia, this is a no apology zone. You know, we have our takes and we stand by them. What else can we do?
Well, you looked horrible, Rachel. No, I'm kidding. She can look horrible. She's a beautiful person, but like just bad dress.
Really bad. Also, I feel like her hair, I think she needs to cut it. I think that's part of the problem. It's too long.
Oh, that would be cute. She would look so cute with short hair.
Yeah, remember when Elsie did the long cut and it was straight?
Yeah.
I think that's what we need for Rachel too, because it just was not good.
So cute, yeah.
Gabby was wearing, I don't even know how to describe it. Gabby's dress I didn't particularly love, but she looked good in it. It was like both sheer and velvet. It had a real holidays vibe to it, which I liked as well, even though they're in LA. Like, it read Christmas to me.
Yeah. Yes, because it was like that like darker mossy color kind of.
Yes, exactly. Do you think Gabby's upset about her breakup with Eric?
No, I think she's like, I want to date Vinny from Jersey Shore. And I ship those two. I think that would be a great couple. I love it.
Gabby definitely needs to be with a funny guy. I think Vinny actually is funny. I've always liked Vinny, even when he became like a slight monster because he was famous. Like, he's always been lovable.
He's always been lovable. He's always been pretty down to earth, pretty the most normal of the cast of Jersey Shore for the most part. You know?
Yes, definitely. The one person that you probably could like see yourself hanging out with if you're Gabby, and she really can see herself hanging out with him, I guess. I just don't think she seems remotely upset about breaking up with Eric. So maybe she's hiding it really well, but I guess I'm a little bit surprised by how little she seems affected since she seemed excited about him at the reunion.
Yeah, I mean, I think she probably watched this season too and was like, oh God, I really got the short end of the stick here. Because I personally, no offense to, I know, I'm sorry, I'm being really haterific towards Rachel. I wish her the best in life, but I never need to see her again.
Never again on our TV.
Never again. And I just think that they did Gabby dirty and honestly did the entire franchise. Because I think a solo Gabby season would have been really fun.
Mm.
For whatever reason, they decided to pair her with Rachel and it just wasn't fun.
I know. I think Gabby could have been more like a Katie, like what I wanted Katie to be, which was like goofy and fun without being really self-righteous and
kind of like Hannah Brown too.
Yes, yes, exactly. Gabby, solo Gabby would have been great, but like now I don't want her to do it solo. I want her to just break free and have a normal dating life, I guess.
Me too. Who could you see her with other than Vinny?
Interesting. I think one thing I like about her and Vinny is he seems like very confident. And I think she needs someone who is like super secure. Cause I think for all of like her like issues around her, related to like situation with her mom, I think she does seem really, really confident and secure. And like, she needs to be met on that level. And that's like part of the problem there. He clearly was not that.
He's a little boy, if you will. I think that also Vinny has a great relationship with his mom. If you've ever seen, I rewatched Jersey Shore recently.
Really? It's amazing. Why?
Because I love that show.
It's a great show. Season one is awesome.
And I love them in Miami. I love them in Italy. I love season three when Dina is introduced. The first four seasons of that show are just, there's like a fight every episode. I'm not condoning physical violence, but listen, if there are two people of the same gender who want to fight each other and they're both consenting adults, I will tune in.
That's usually what people say about like relationships, but for you, it's fights. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore also just speaks to like a totally different time in life. Like that could never.
Yes.
First of all, people are just like know too much about reality TV at this point to behave that way.
Yeah.
And part of the genius of it was them like actually living at the Jersey Shore and like going out to those shitty clubs on the on the Jersey Shore, like on the boardwalk.
Yeah, exactly. And working at that gross t-shirt shop.
The Shore Store.
Yeah, exactly.
With Danny. Yeah,
with Danny. Exactly. I know. I love that. I thought that was really great show. Great show.
That would be a lot more fun with like if Bachelor in Paradise was instead of them being secluded, was them all like them pursuing each other while also being pursued by the general public.
Yes.
And they had to like choose. There would be so many fights over the guys wanting to bring back home randoms, but the girls in the house being into them. Like, that would be awesome.
That would be so... I would love to watch that. That would be really... If Bachelor Nation really wants to include... Because I always feel like they want to include the people of Bachelor Nation, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
This is how they could do it.
Yeah, it's like... It's like a lot of different reality shows together, like Temptation Island or like The Ultimatum. It's like, are you choosing me and staying in this house? Or are you choosing to move down the boardwalk and date the randoms down the street?
I would love to see that.
I would too. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head who I feel like is the right fit for Gabby, but it's got to be someone great. Similarly, part of the problem with that season of The Bachelorette is we didn't get to know Rachel and Gabby. So I'm like, this is who they should date. I have no idea.
You're so right. And I think, again, having the two people, it's like, where are we going? Like, what is the narrative here? Because there were too many things. Like, even the fact that they had to get rid of they did the hometowns where we only saw like five one night and then two the other night was like so weird. It was just like, this is so disconjointed.
I agree. They really mess up the pacing. And I think that's part of the problem. Like Callie and I talked about this quite a bit. Bachelor in Paradise and The Bachelorette, the rose ceremony like cadence was so off.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really know like how much time was left, where you were in the season, how long's it been. It was a problem.
Yeah, especially Bachelor in Paradise when they gave us like four straight episodes without a rose ceremony. It's like, are you kidding? Do you know how reality TV competition shows, this kind of competition works?
I know. And you just need like, you need like some kind of like metronome to like let you know what the beat is here. And we're totally without it. It was rough.
It was.
Some other people that were at the PCAs last night, Nick and Natalie. Nick Viall and Natalie Joy. I actually don't even know if that's her real last name, but that's just like how I know her from Instagram/Reddit. I did not know this, but you brought it to my attention that Natalie got the exact same tattoo as Caitlin Bristow. Like, what's going on there?
It's so weird. So I went over to Reddit knowing they always have the good info. And someone found out that they have the same in the same placement. Too of like a little rose or a little flower on like the little nook of their
right above their elbow on the inside.
It's like it's the same exact thing.
Caitlin's is right below. It's really weird.
I mean,
though.
But it's like so close. Like
so,
it's and it's like literally the same style. It's so weird.
It's really weird. I don't understand.
I don't either. And
it just makes me laugh.
Me too. I mean, like, there's nothing you can do but laugh because it's like, oh, what? Like, is she okay? I know you're friends with Nick, so I'm not gonna be mean, but I will say she has had several weird blips where she, like, remember when she, I'm sorry, I will never forget this, when she took the same exact Instagram copy from Billie Eilish's brother's girlfriend.
Phineas.
Yes. And used for a post for Nick?
It's like one of two things. It's either deeply unimaginative, which is probably what it is, or like a single white femaling of many people out
of
there.
Of multiple women, yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, it's good to have role models. Maybe I should get a few more, but...
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty weird tattoo, I guess. I mean, is that a common tattoo? It's like a line drawing of a rose, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is. I'm sure, you know, like a rose is probably a very common tattoo, but just like the style is very similar.
Yeah.
The placement is very similar. It's just, I would rethink it if I knew that my boyfriend's ex had a similar tattoo. I mean, it's just,
also,
on.
The rose has specific meaning in Bachelor Nation. So
right.
I don't know if Caitlin had it before she went on the show. I think she may have. But either way, it has like a real Bachelor implication. And when you're dating a Bachelor
totally.
Person, hard to separate from that. But the two of them got a picture with Ryan Reynolds, which is pretty cool. Although,
is it? I don't like Ryan Reynolds, but.
Well, I thought I liked him. And then I started watching Welcome to Wrexham. I think that's the name of the show on FX with him and Rob McElhenney. And I was not so into him. However, I am really into Chris Hemsworth. Have you seen the Thor movies?
I've seen one Thor movie.
I just bring it up because of Marvel. I've been watching Limitless on National Geographic on Disney Plus, which is Chris Hemsworth's sixth episode pursuit of trying to live longer. And I'm now in a parasocial relationship with Chris Hemsworth. I love him so much.
Wow. Wait, really?
Yes.
Did you like him before Thor? Or is this like a new thing?
I've never really seen Thor. I saw Ragnarok when drunk. So I would say I haven't really seen it. I liked Chris Hemsworth. I thought he seemed like a fun idea. And I liked that him and Matt Damon were like good friends. But I've been filling my Bachelor list time with watching Limitless. Like, and I fall asleep to it at night.
Oh, okay.
So I go back and like, I'm like, oh, I fell asleep. So I watch it basically in like 20-minute increments. And I'm obsessed with Chris Hemsworth now.
That's so funny. Have I told you that I've met him before?
No. Was he nice?
Yeah, he was really nice. It was like one of these interviews that I did when I was working at Disney. And it was just like at the end of the day. So it was like a really, there's like video evidence. At the end of the day, and he was like really exhausted, but he was still a really good sport. And he played like a little game that we had set up for him. So
there was an episode where he goes to, the Arctic with his brothers, Luke and Liam.
He's
doing like a cold water swim and like frigid though. It's like the Arctic in winter. And I think he brought his brothers because like at one point he makes everyone like jump in the ocean with him. And I'm like, great. So we're just going to see all of them with their shirts off and like this beautiful Arctic background. And then they get into a hot tub. Like, okay, cool. I'm in. my love of this television show and I guess reality TV as well, really like explains why they cast handsome people to be on television. Cause I'm like, would I watch someone who was not Chris Hemsworth do all of this stuff? Probably not. I mean, I do really recommend it. I also recommend Shark Beach, his special on National Geographic about sharks.
Oh, is it about him like trying to get sharks to live longer too? Or
no, it's about coming to terms with sharks being in the ocean when he also likes to surf. It's really good. Amelia, check it out.
Well, it just seems like he's invading their space. I don't know.
He acknowledges it. He says in the show, they live here. We're just visitors. He gets it.
Chris gets it. Chris gets it. All right. Best Chris.
Sorry. I've taken this on a ridiculous detour. No, okay. Anyway, they were at Nick and Natalie were not with Chris Hemsworth. They were with Ryan Reynolds. But they also were with Johnny, which brings us to the ongoing Johnny versus Victoria and Greg situation.
Oh, God.
Which Nick is sort of the like referee of.
Nick, the real mediator there.
Called himself Switzerland, invited Johnny on his podcast. He won't do it.
Wait, Johnny won't do it?
No, he will not.
You should really get Johnny on.
I don't know if I want to be involved with them. I don't know. I've never liked Johnny. Also, I think I feel mixed about Victoria. She really was on the up. And then I think her and Greg just totally blew it at the reunion.
He is interesting. I will say, I think she is an interesting character because I think that she's like just essentially like a fuck girl kind of.
Kinda. You know? I sort of like that though.
I do too. I'm not like not supportive of it. I just think she almost tries not to be, or like she has a interesting facing situation. Like this whole Johnny thing, I think was kind of a front facing, like to get me back into the, and again, I'm just speculating. This is my opinion. You don't have to agree with me, but it did seem like it was just weird because every time she'd be like, well, I want him to give me more. And like, he's so young and there were all these red flags and she just totally didn't care and like ended up engaged to him at the end. It just didn't make any sense to me, but it like, I could see it playing out and people being like, wow, she's really turned in a quote unquote, a new leaf and she's a different person. And now I like her because she was not liked, you know, like,
no, she was not. She was definitely not liked. She, you know, she was accused of being a homewrecker. And then she had her White Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. White Lives Matter thing, which was offensive. I do think that she seems like she's grown up a bit since then. I hope that also includes, like, you know, learning and whatnot. So, you know, I don't know if she's earned the benefit of the doubt, but I will say that the other people on the beach seem to really like her. So I do think that she probably has improved as just like a human, which is ultimately what we hope for. But I thought that she just seemed so like
callous,
callous and just so like just really focused on herself and like very insensitive to Johnny. But also, I don't like him. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm not interested in interviewing him. I'm just like, what is there even good about him? Like, I don't know that there's like really a side to be taken in this one because I just don't think he seems great in any way.
I agree with you. And I don't like him either. I was like so bored with him the entire season. So that's why it sticks out to me being like, she seems fun and cool. Why would she ever want to like get with this guy who seems like a loser and has spoken maybe three sentences the entire time? Like, it just doesn't.
Rapper.
And oh my, please, no. have you?
Okay. And he called her an effing C word. That's not okay.
No, it's not okay. No, I think that's so messed up. I think that's horrible. I mean, I think he's a bad person too. I don't want to say bad person. Oh God, I just feel like, I don't like him. But I do think the way in which she conducted herself was just like, this is like a regression from, I feel like, the progress we might have made on Bachelor in Paradise almost. I don't know. It was just weird. And just the way she was acting towards the audience and towards everyone else up there being like, I don't fucking care, which is like, okay, cool. You're cool. Great. Thank you. I just, it was weird. It was weird and just gave off like these like fuck girl vibes, you know?
Yeah. Which I like. I like her being a player, but I also like, she should just own up to that the way that we would like fuck boys own up to it too.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you. That's what was missing is that own up to it. Just tell us, you know, like, I didn't like him, so I'm moving on to this other guy. Like, good.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. I kind of can't believe that Greg moved in with her in Nashville.
Wait, they moved in together?
Yes, he moved to Nashville and they moved in together.
Wow, Nashville.
Well, that's where she was living. She's from Virginia, so.
Okay.
And I could totally see him in Nashville. I act like I know him.
Really?
I don't know him, in case you're wondering. But Alex. I could see it.
Well, he's weird too. I don't like him either. I know that.
Callie's a grippo
Callie
girl.
Like him. Yeah. But
I'm mixed. Callie was in on him. I was like, I think he seems he's better when he doesn't talk. When he spoke on the reunion, I was like, oh God, this guy's uncool. Well,
he's uncool. And the way in which he was like, yeah, took her to Italy. Swear. I was like, who are you? What the? Okay. It was just like, it made me like want to itch myself. It was really weird. I don't know. There were off vibes with that too. His whole appearance. I was like, are you okay?
I don't know why he
agreed
to
something?
It
was
no upside.
It was very straight. And just even, I don't mean to go back to Katie season, but the way in which he left was weird too. It was just, he's just weird. He is just a red flag to me. So I don't know. Hopefully they.
Maybe they're good for each other. Based on
maybe.
That.
Seriously. Yeah, maybe. I hope so.
Who knows? A couple other items I wanted to hit, mostly related to Rachel and Gabby's guys that and what they've been up to since. First of all, I haven't checked on this in a while, but I just want to update on where Logan's at with his plays on Spotify.
Oh, my God.
Logan now has two songs. Last I checked, it was only one, but now he has Machine Heart, all lowercase, and now all capital, You Never Called Me on My Birthday. Both songs have over 49,000 listens. I don't know what's up here, but their numbers are really close together. This seems like not right to me. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe it. But the second song came out on November 22nd. I guess it was a Thanksgiving surprise. I'm going to have to listen to it later. But Logan has been hanging out with many of the guys from his season, and including, I think, recently with Eric. And it seems like Eric is like down with all these guys, which is definitely a bad sign with him and Gabby. So
I don't like him.
No, me neither. But who I do really like is Jason. And Jason posted this full minute, maybe more than a minute, TikTok yesterday, where he's going to be, it's called You Don't Even Know Me. And he's doing like a series, I think, of dates where he's like talking, he's going on first dates and like getting to know people because he really liked the intimacy of having real conversations when he was on The
like,
Bachelor.
Were you having fake conversations before being on The Bachelor?
Maybe that's why he had to go on the show and why he was single. I don't know.
Why he had to find himself on national TV. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was a pretty weird video. Did you watch it?
I did. And it felt like a registration for a self-help class almost. It was like, hi, I'm Jason. I love conversations. Join me. You know, it was just like,
I've been trying really hard to get Jason on the pod and it hasn't worked out. And I wonder if it's because he's like putting all of his eggs into this basket of his new project. I don't know. I don't have any proof, but just a hunch.
He's a mystery, I guess.
Did you like him?
Yeah, I didn't not like him. I thought he was really milquetoast. I was like, okay. I know you liked him, but he seems nice. He seems genuinely like a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like pretty normal. Like he's just like doing his thing. I don't know.
I'm just like kind of confused. I'm like, did you not like get to know people beforehand? Like this seems like a whole new venture.
He may
like
not have.
Well, which I'm glad, you know, now you can have in-depth conversations with people. That's great. I you know, I don't know. Just kind of strange, but I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I'm happy for him too. On a different note, Michelle is missing from Bachelor Happy Hour and people think she's done for good on that pod, which I don't listen to myself, but I'm just a little confused about what Michelle's doing and like what her plans are. I think she should move back to Minnesota and be a teacher.
Okay. She moved to LA, right?
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
I know.
As someone who also moved to from Minnesota to Los Angeles, but
I want her to be happy, but if it's not being a teacher, then fine, don't be a teacher. But I'm just worried about Michelle.
I hear you. I mean, it's just, I hate when these people like have a cool job,
normal life.
Yeah. And then they leave it thinking, because in reality, it's like, how many people can really benefit off of The Bachelor, you know?
I think we're reaching maximum capacity.
I think we are too.
So just something to consider. It's not great for everyone.
No.
Amelia, what are you most hoping to see from Zach's season? What kind of changes do you hope to get out of our next foray into The Bachelor?
I have been hoping for years that they would take an hour off of this show, which I don't think they will do.
No way.
So, I guess cleaner storylines.
Mm.
I wish they would rehire that Elon Gale guy.
Fuckboy Island was canceled, so maybe he's available.
Wait, Fuckboy Island was canceled?
I think it was part of HBO Max's wiping clean the slate of Unscripted.
Oh my God, that show was really good.
I just broke your heart.
Oh my God, I love that show.
I know, it is a real downer, I agree.
That show was really, damn, oh my God. Okay, well, if you're listening.
So sorry.
No, it's okay. Is it still streaming? I hope it's still streaming.
I'm sure it is, I bet it is.
People who are listening to this and haven't seen it, go watch it, it's really fun.
It's true, you've got some good stuff ahead of you to watch.
Seriously, lots of twists and turns. There's a lot of
comedy.
There's a lot of comedy. There's a lot of user interaction almost, because you get to guess who the fuckboys are, which is funny.
Also, those are people who own it. Victoria would be an awesome girl on that show, actually.
Dude, she would be so, okay, spoiler alert, please skip ahead for the next, I don't know, 15 seconds. But on the second season, one of the girls turns out to be an F girl, and it's like, so exciting. And she kind of reminds me of Victoria a little bit. So maybe that's why I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Which is great. I think that's, we need more F girls. Like, hell yeah. But be upfront about it, please.
Victoria would be good on a lot of different shows. That's like kind of the bummer of her dating Greg. And I hope they break up, because I think that she could have a big reality future. And she's entertaining. She seems fun.
I know. And did you see, I don't know who shared, someone I think might have shared it, or maybe I shared it in Bachelor Slack, where Kevin Durant liked one of her Instagrams.
Yes.
I was like, wow, that's big for her.
I know. I wonder how that came across his timeline. His transom. I don't know either.
I just feel like now is not the time to be tied down by a guy, you know? Yeah.
I know. Fly, Victoria, fly.
Fly, exactly. And usually, you know, these bachelor couples, usually like they're strong together. Like, you know, Jaden, what's his face? I can't even think of his name.
Tanner.
Yeah, and Ashley and Jared, it's like they're couples, you know, or whatever. JoJo and Jordan. But I think Victoria, she doesn't need Greg. Honestly, Greg is weighing her down.
Greg will hold her back. I agree with you. She needs to fly. Now that we all like her, it's just like, why are you settling down now, girl?
Right.
You've won us all over.
Not only that, but I think her personality has changed around Greg. Not that I like know her or anything, but I'm just like, she's acting weird around Greg, and I don't like it. She's just like, I don't care. I'm like, yeah, well, I care, and I don't like you with Greg.
They're really into each other. I wonder if they'll be doing Christmas together. That'd be a big step. I think they did Thanksgiving together.
Well, they probably will be doing Christmas together. If he moved in.
I know. At that point, yeah, do you separate? I don't think so.
I don't think so, but sorry. Oh, also, I read somewhere that Victoria's going to be on an episode of Zach's season.
Yeah, I saw that in the Super Tease somewhere. So at
Weird.
Least she's staying in the fam. I'm happy about that, at least.
I guess, but I think she's better than Bachelor. I mean, I just, like, I would love to see her messing it up on another reality. Like, maybe not Housewives, but, like, something like Summer House or Winter House.
Let's get her on the challenge.
Or the challenge, yeah. Oh, my. She would be so fun to watch. Oh, my God. And have, like, a relationship with, like, I don't know.
Fighting someone. With our guy Bananas?
Yes, I would love that. Oh, my God.
I would, too.
It throw in, really is CT still married? Maybe she could have a relationship with him.
You know, CT's getting divorced. I believe he just filed for divorce.
Oh, perfect timing. Oh, I mean, really sad. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
heartbreaking.
So sad.
Damn. Sorry. I'm like, as you can tell.
No, I agree with you. Once you find
a lot
the story,
of Sims growing up.
Got to hold on to them.
Yeah, exactly. But okay, sorry. Back to the Zach thing.
I
just don't feel like he's going to be that. He's not. I felt bad for him when Rachel broke up with him, but then that was a very fast and quick emotion. And then I was like, I don't care.
Moved on. I kind of keep forgetting about him in general.
I mean, he's pretty forgettable, to be honest.
Not great, Bob. Well, we'll be finding out more. Amelia, thank you so much for joining me for this news roundup. Working on an interview for next week. Hope it comes through. We'll keep you all posted. Check out Amelia on Tea Time on Ringer Dish. I'm over there too. Amanda and I will be talking about Harry and Meghan's special this weekend. So check that out. And also check out the Ringer Reality TV podcast for more of me and Amelia and many of our colleagues. Have a great weekend. And of course, thank you to Erica Cervantes for producing this podcast.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.